Blackstone Audio presents The Coroner's Lunch by Colin Cotterill. This book is read by Clive Chafer. With the kindest thanks and lots of love to the following folks: Pornsavan, Buasavan, Chantavun, Sunyang, Ketkeyu, Dr. Pongruk, Bunlan, Don, Suk, Soon, Michael and his secretary, Somdi, David L., Nok, T., Silly, Yayoi, and Steph. People's Democratic Republic of Laos, October 1976. Tran, Tran, and Hok broke through the heavy end of wet season clouds. The warm night air rushed against their reluctant smiles and yanked their hair vertical. They fell in a neat formation like sleet. There was no time for elegant floating or fancy aerobatics. They just followed the rusty bombshells that were tied to their feet with pink nylon string. Tran the Elder led the charge. He was the heaviest of the three. By the time he reached the surface of Nam Gum Reservoir, he was already ahead by 2 seconds. If this had been the Olympics, he would have scored a 9.98 or thereabouts. There was barely a splash. Tran the Younger and Hok the Twice Dead pierced the water without so much as a pulse beat between them. A quarter of a ton of unarmed ordnance dragged all three men quickly to the smooth, muddy bottom of the lake and anchored them there. For 2 weeks, Tran, Tran, and Hok swayed gently back and forth in the current and entertained the fish and algae that fed on them like diners at a slow-moving noodle stall. Vientiane, 2 weeks later. It was a depressing audience, and there were going to be a lot more like it. Now that Hang, the spotty...